Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Tannenbaum's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen is a new friend. He's the president and a co-founder of an organization called YouGallery, YouGallery.com. That's how I found him online. And it's an online gallery, an art gallery, and he works with new artists and new art enthusiasts, and he's here to talk to us about the entire industry. Stephen Tannenbaum, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
So you're a young guy. What got you interested in this industry?
Yeah, we actually started at YouGallery about 9 years ago now. It's amazing it's been that long. And I teamed up with my two co-founders, one of which our gallery director and my everyday business partner, Alex Farkas. He had this idea of, while we were in college, he was in the art school, I was in the business school, mm-hmm. and he had this idea to bring collegiate artists and recent graduates, give them a reputable, credible place to sell their artwork online, and at the same time provide a place to offer and open up access to original artwork to everyone. And we got it going. We won a couple business plan competitions while in school, gave us the seed money to get started. And since then, it's really taken off.
Well, congratulations. And as a couple of points that you made there, you know, it's such a – most artists struggle financially, don't they? I mean, it's very difficult for most people who are serious artists who – it's very difficult to make a living as an artist, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we see that every day, and that's what keeps us – really waking up every morning and excited to come to work and excited to do what we do, both for us and our entire team. Every time a piece of artwork sells and our artist gets that notification, they know a box is on their way to their studio to pack it up and ship it somewhere around the world. We've sold over 50 countries now, and there's no better feeling than, you know, understanding the impact we're having on artists, and it's a true partnership. You know, without them, we don't have YouGallery, and we wouldn't have happy customers.
Well, you know, if you think about people who care about art, and they're out in, you know, flyover America, maybe there's a gallery or two in their neighborhood, in their town. There are not a lot of art galleries around, you know, in across America in terms of, you know, the average size. See, there won't be a lot of them, and they come and go, as you know. The fixed-base operators, they come and go, and also people have different tastes too, don't they? I mean, some people like a lithograph, some people like etching, some people like oil, some people like pastels or watercolors, or they like different expressions of art, and they may not have what they like nearby. So what you guys are doing by making the different, and I've gone to your website and I see you have quite a range of offerings. It lets people kind of see what attracts them, because that's one of the things we're going to talk about a little bit later, is the two reasons why people buy art. They like it, and they're thinking about investing. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But in the meantime, what you're doing is you're an online gallery, and you're giving people an opportunity to see a lot of different expressions.
Yeah, definitely. You hit it on the head. I mean, we started YouGallery because the physical, traditional art gallery world that you think of is highly fragmented. You have mom-and-pop galleries really splattered all over the world. And unless you're in one of the big metropolitan cities where you have, you know, dozens and dozens of art galleries, you're only going to be limited to, you know, the one gallery or maybe no gallery, like you said. And even further, you know, if there's not a lot of museums in your town or city, you aren't even exposed to art. So the internet's allowed really offered up access on a really high level to for people to experience art. And what we're doing at UGallery.com is really opening up access for people to actually own artwork. And, you know, we ship all over the world. And, you know, we were talking...
So in terms of an artist wanting to do business with you, do you take all comers, or are you selective?
We're highly selective. So we started out back in fall of 06 when the big model back then was, drive as many eyeballs to your site and generating a lot of advertising revenue, and that's how you're going to grow the business.
Right.
We took the alternate approach and making it a curated marketplace where my business partner, Alex, he reviews every artist application. We only accept about 10% of the artists who apply.
Mm-hmm.
We really view our the quality of our collection.
So your oversight is for quality, not necessarily for genre or expression, right? Because that's not up to you to decide what I want, right? But it is up to you to make sure if I buy something, I can count on it being a quality piece of art.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You know, you mentioned your collection is quite eclectic, and we really try to speak to a diverse group of collectors. And but at the end of the day, you're going to be ecstatic when you receive your art.
You know, it's one of the things that's interesting when you walk into a gallery in some cities. It's like some galleries only the gallery owner only likes a certain kind of art, and that's all you're going to find there, right? And if it's not what you want, you're wasting your time. That's always disconcerting to me when I see that. And that's one of the reasons. Another reason I think something like what you guys have created is an advantage. So
and no price tags on the walls in the gallery. You know,
well, that's
you're walking
true.
Around
yeah.
wondering, you know, do you have to empty out your bank account?
Right.
Online, you know, everything's very transparent.
Right. And so that's ugallery.com, right?
That's right. U is in the letter, gallery.com.
How many different artists do you have there?
So we work with about 500 artists today,
yeah.
Located all across the world, here in the States,
Can I test, if there's a local gallery, I can take that home and look at it before I buy it. Will you guys, a lot of people, how do you guys allow
you can
files?
You can do that with ugallery.com as well. We give everybody a 7-day trial period.
That's a big deal for a lot of folks, for most people, especially if they haven't
free
seen
shipping
the art.
Both ways.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about why would you invest in art? Why would you buy art? Is it an investment? Is it something just because you like it? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Stephen Tannenbaum. He's with UGallery.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.